Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's quick and dirty tips for a richer life. I'm your host, Laura Adams. This episode is about the advantages and disadvantages of investing in mutual funds. As we all know, many people have lost investment money due to the stock market volatility in recent weeks. It's been a tough time for the vast majority of investors, but what's really tough is losing money in your mutual fund and then having to pay taxes on that losing investment. Let me explain. Even though many mutual funds have suffered big losses, some still have capital gains. A capital gain is simply the difference between the amount you pay for a capital asset when you buy it and the amount you receive for that investment when you sell it. If you make a profit from the sale, you have a capital gain that's taxable. If you lose money from the sale, you have a capital loss. Capital gains are allowed to be offset by capital losses. A situation where you owe tax even if you experience a negative return on investment is called a phantom gain. No, that's not a leftover joke from Halloween. Phantom gains are common in a down market like we've experienced lately. They can occur when investors decide to get out of a declining fund. If the investor wants to sell, the mutual fund may have to raise money to pay the shareholder. The fund would do this by selling investments, even profitable ones. If you're not familiar with mutual funds, they're companies that invest in stocks, bonds, money markets, assets, and other securities, or a combination of these. The investments that a mutual fund owns are called its portfolio. It's a convenient package of many individual investments that would be complicated for a typical investor to manage on their own. Mutual funds allow people without financial experience to easily invest small or large amounts of money. But there's a big difference in how capital gains are handled with mutual funds versus with individual securities. When you buy and hold a stock, for example, you pay tax each year on what you earn. The income could come from interest earned or from dividends received. But you don't pay capital gains tax until you actually sell the stock and bank a profit. With mutual funds, this same information is true, but in addition to paying personal capital gains tax on shares you sell and profit from, you also have to pay taxes each year on the fund's capital gains. This is because U.S. tax law requires mutual funds to distribute capital gains to their shareholders. And these distributions are taxed at the long-term capital gains rate, no matter how long you've owned the shares. So if a mutual fund manager sells some of the underlying securities for a profit, which can't be completely offset by a loss, they must pass the taxable gain along to shareholders. This happens even if the fund had poor performance after you bought it. Does this mean mutual funds are bad investments? Absolutely not. Mutual funds offer shareholders great benefits, such as professional management, diversification, liquidity, affordability, and convenience. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have all the garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center and update your backyard. Get a clean edge around gardens and flower beds with terrace board landscape edging. Available in black or brown, it's easy to install and blocks the spreading of grass and weeds. Save big on landscape options at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
But every investment vehicle has its pros and cons. I want to make you aware of a couple more disadvantages to mutual funds to simply keep in mind. Number one, most charge fees. Mutual funds can be expensive to operate. That's why investors get hit with annual fees and sales commissions, regardless of a fund's performance. However, there are some no-load funds that can minimize management fees. If you feel comfortable investing without the services of a broker, consider buying mutual funds directly from a no-load fund family to save on expenses. And another disadvantage of mutual funds is that share prices are calculated just once a day. This is in contrast to an individual stock, for which you can monitor price changes minute by minute if you like, by checking websites such as eTrade.com or ScottTrade.com. But because a mutual fund is made up of multiple securities, its price depends on the fund's net asset value, or NAV, which is calculated at the end of the trading day. But if you rarely reallocate money or buy and sell funds within a fund family, this may not be a problem for you. One way to eliminate taxes on mutual fund distributions is to buy them within a retirement account. This is because retirement accounts such as IRAs and 401ks are examples of tax-deferred accounts. That means your profits are not reported as capital gains. You don't get hit with any taxes until you take your money out. At that time, your profits are taxed as ordinary income, not capital gains. But if you own mutual funds outside of a qualified retirement account, be prepared for any possible tax liability this year. Many mutual funds ended their fiscal year at the end of October. So be on the lookout for their distribution estimates so you can plan accordingly. Here's a tip if you're investing in mutual funds in a taxable account. Consider waiting to buy more shares until after the fund has made any capital gains distribution for the 2008 tax year. I'll put a link in the show notes to IRS Publication 564, which contains in-depth information about the taxes associated with investing in mutual funds. I'm glad you're listening. Find a transcript of this show as well as all contact information at moneygirl.quickanddirtytips.com. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.